Hi, is Alan, please?
Yeah, this is Al.
Hi, Al. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I
Okay.
work with Andrew over at Champs. He asked me to give you a call. Is now an okay time?
Oh yeah. It's a good
Great.
time.
Can I ask? Great. Can I ask you to grab a pen and make some notes real quick?
Okay.
All right. Perfect. My phone number is 858.
Okay, 1 second. Maybe skriver jag inte One sec. Yeah, 'cause we're over at the restaurant clear coating right now. Cards on the floors. Okay, the number was 858.
Yeah, 866
866.
9102.
9102.
Yeah, and Andrew told me a little about your business. I help run our restaurant equipment finance division, so I just wanted to reach out to you and see if we could be of assistance. Can you tell me a little about what you're trying to accomplish here?
Well, like we're opening up a breakfast and lunch place here. Originally when we came in, I was really expecting a lot less investment to the place, But as it's gone along, it took a hell of a lot more money in because of inspections when they came in. We had to change quite a few things around.
Okay.
And but anyway, we're looking to do a breakfast and lunch here 7 days a week, 6 to 3. We're out of Chicago originally, but
Okay.
anyway, we're bringing our own cooking style down here, and it's going to be different compared to anyone else here. You're not going to find our food at IHOP or even some of the local restaurants. Like the omelets and stuff that we're going to be doing is completely different than anyone else here. Everyone does a flat omelet here. We do them in a pan, and they're actually like real fluffy omelets. I don't know if you ever had a fluffy omelet before, but basically it's blended and it's cooked like towards all the way up to fluff, the eggs at least, and then all the ingredients are added in along as it's being cooked. So, anyway, we wanted to order the booths from Andrew. Booths, tables, and chairs, but the problem is that I'm like running pretty low on money right now as it's
Okay.
going along, so I still got to do a lot of other things here.
Okay.
So,
And have you bought the other equipment from Andrew yet or no?
no, we've already bought like the other equipment from another guy.
Okay.
Just we're doing our booths, tables, and chairs from Andrew.
Okay. Who did you buy your other equipment from?
The guy's name is Eddie. I forgot exactly what his company's name was.
Got it.
He's based out of Dallas.
Okay. And have you recently bought that other equipment, or is that pretty
Yeah.
much okay? How
Yeah,
much
we had already
funding?
bought the other equipment.
Okay. And about how much funding are you looking for right now?
Roughly about 17,000 for the
Okay.
booths, tables, and chairs, whatever like the quote came out from Andrew.
Okay. Let's bring it up. Let's bring up the quote. And do you mind if I ask you a few basic questions about your business?
Sure.
Okay. What's the ownership breakdown? How many owners are there?
It's two of us, me and my brother.
You and your brother. Okay.
Yeah.
How are you getting the business started? How are you financing it, the rollout of the business?
Well, our own money.
Okay. How much have you put into the
Like,
business thus far?
thus far, you want to talk about like with the down payment, like for the rent, like first month's rent and the security deposit, or
Yeah.
you're just talking
Rent,
about the everything?
construction, equipment, all in.
Okay, all in. So far, we've put in about 30,000.
Okay. About how much cash do you have left?
Right now, I've got roughly about another 15.
15. Okay.
Yeah.
And when are you looking to open?
Well, as soon as possible. We're looking in about a week and a half, 2 weeks at the most. Menus are almost done, so, and we're just waiting on the signed menus and basically the booths.
Okay. How long does the equipment take to manufacture and ship to you for the furniture?
He said he's gonna have it here within a week.
Have you put a deposit down on it yet?
And with Andrew, no. No, I haven't. But he said he can get it in here within a week, so.
Okay.
Because,
So
like,
it's kind
the style that we're ordering, he said it's already, like, he pretty much has it in stock. So,
of.
we don't have to wait for a special order or anything.
Okay. And so you're trying to just put the final kind of icing on the cake, so to speak, without depleting all your cash or credit. Is that
Yeah,
correct?
yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
How would you rate your personal credit? Do you know your score?
My score, I just recently saw it was, I know it's in the 680s. It's like
Okay.
687.
Okay. And are you a homeowner?
No, I rent. I
Okay.
just recently moved down here, so.
Okay. And you said the business is owned by you and your brother. Is it 50-50?
Yeah.
Is his credit similar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have
you taken any loans out to start the business?
No.
Okay. Let me, Andrew told me briefly about your situation. We've been in business 12 years. We do a tremendous amount of restaurant financing. So I'm going to ask you a few basic questions. We have two basic programs available for restaurants. We're not the IRS. We don't really investigate people. We have certain programs available. So one program we have available is when we kind of take a look at the whole transaction. I'm sure you know that startup restaurants are very, very risky. A lot of them are here today, gone tomorrow. As a general rule of thumb, most banks and or equipment finance or leasing companies do not do restaurants unless they've been in business a minimum of 2 years. We actually do a lot of startup financing, so we are able to expend credit to startups. So there's two ways for me to slice it. Program one is when I just take a look at your application. That's it. Just your application, nothing else. Upon approval credit, we'll finance the purchase with a lease with option to own program. The collateral is restaurant equipment. It doesn't have serial numbers, but generally we're okay with that, even though many companies are not fine just doing furniture. The other option is a more intense program where we take a look at pretty much an application, some bank statements, and a tax return and a questionnaire. Some of the customers we work with, for X, Y, and Z reasons, do not want us to look at tax returns. I've worked with customers who are years behind filing their tax returns. That's one of the reasons. Other reasons is people just show no income. So I just want to get an idea of kind of what you're trying to accomplish and see if you have returns available or you want to go the application-only route.
The application-only route.
Okay. All right. And you said you have about 15K cash on hand. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to get your email. What is it?
It's almir0485@live.com.
@live.com. Yep. And so I'm going to send you an email. I just need your application for both you and your brother. I have the quote already. Just a few quick questions so I can understand your needs. Do you have an estimated payment that you're trying to meet for this purchase?
Not really, because, I mean, we're looking to get it paid off, you know, as soon as possible, to tell you the truth, you know, after we open. And we're not looking, you know, to expand it out to 5-6 years, you know.
Okay, so, but you know, a lot of business owners I work with, everyone tells me they want to pay it off in 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. That's just not the reality of the world that I play in. But I think what's really important for startup restaurants and where we see a lot of success and failure is that most restaurants, if they survive 2 years, they're going to pay us back. I think the biggest issue that a lot of restaurant owners have with us, and I've experienced this personally, is it's, you know, just the reality is a business owner gets a loan, a lease with option to own from us. 3 months later, they're not picking up their phones. They're denying all of our phone calls. They refuse to communicate with us because they run out of capital. And I'm sure, you know, the $15,000, there's going to be a lot of costs opening, things of that nature. So what's really important is matching this equipment up to revenue, since this is, I think in this case, it's just furniture, so you need it or you don't. But do you have an estimated payment, something that's in your comfort zone, so I can understand kind of what you're trying to accomplish, assuming we finance the whole purchase, including tax?
Okay, assuming you finance the whole purchase and tax, like $600 a month, $600-$700 a month.
Okay, that's your comfort zone.
I mean, all the way up to 1,000, you know, it wouldn't bother me.
Okay, so realistic numbers. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to email you over an application to get the process started. When you have a chance, just get it back to me, and then we will touch base later today on an approval and some options for you.
Okay. All right, now, what's your interest rate like?
I'm sorry?
The interest rate, what is it like?
Well,
based off the program, you know, I understand that.
Absolutely. There's no hiding this. So there's the two basic programs we have is one is, like I said, that program where we involve financials and we actually, there's a lot less risk on that because we're understanding the business owner. On the program that's app only, it's not an interest rate that Bank of Cardiff sets. We actually got the best rates in the entire industry. But on that program, the payback is going to be pretty high. So I can give you an idea that this program will only work for you, and hopefully you appreciate my bluntness, before I shoot you an email. It will only work with you if you're comfortable viewing this as a cash flow transaction. I've dealt with enough customers where they're saying, hey, look, I'm going to only do this deal if I get a 6% interest rate, and pardon my bluntness, you're not going to get a 6% interest rate because you're going into a program where over 40% of the business owners who borrow this money do not pay us back. Our default rate for startup restaurants is through the roof. So to give you an idea of your payback, we can structure different terms. So I can give you, here's a 12-month option, here's a 24-month option, here's a 36, here's a 5-year, and you can choose. But what I would suggest is giving you a program where you can pay off early with a discount. But to give you an idea just off the top of my head, if you borrow, you know, if you borrow the full amount, let me just give you a number of a customer that just used this program. What other options are you considering, by the way?
What do you mean? Like, what are, like, all the options as in borrowing, or?
Yeah, so, I mean, like, you know, assuming you don't get approved, assuming the terms don't work, et cetera.
Honestly, I was going to check and see if I could, you know, borrow some from one of my friends up north, you know.
Okay.
And, I mean, I can go from there. I mean, even if it's not a full $17,000, if it was $15,000, you know, that'll be fine with me.
Okay.
You know, just as long as I have something left over on the side, so when I do the food orders and stuff, because, you know, food companies are, you know, they don't do the whole, you know, 1 week in or 2 weeks in anymore like they used to.
Yeah, a lot of them
say, you know, because of the high risk that they run, you know, and it's understandable, you know, I understand where you guys are coming from.
Yeah, it's the restaurant industry is a very interesting industry in that one of the challenges is it's either kind of hit or miss. And so what I explain to customers is our goal right here is to just work for Andrew and get you the best possible approval. A lot of our best customers, we're a relationship-based company, so a lot of our customers have come through this program, and then a year or 2 years later, they're starting another location, and we give them a really cheap cost of money because they've got a track record with us. But for many other business owners, yeah, there is risk involved. The good thing about these programs is you're not buying a house and you're not doing a 30-year loan, so it's not like, you know, that you're not committing to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's a solution. To give you an idea of where I think your payment would be on a 3-year term, your payment's probably going to be in the range of about $675 to $750 per month.
Okay. And then if we do pay it off early, like say within 6 months, I have, you know, the money and I end up wanting to pay it off early, I'd have a discount on that, or?
Yes, we offer a 4% discount for paying off early per year, but what I'll do is once I have a final, assuming I have a final approval for you, I'll go over some numbers, and I can probably save you quite a bit on the payback if you're trying to do something that short.
Okay.
But we can go through a few different options, and you can choose what you'd like to do. The first step is getting, you know, a formal approval in place.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
I will get you an email out right now. I've got almar0485@live.com.
Correct.
All right. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.